In the next section of the talk, we discuss grand challenges. These are defined as a set of applications of either economic or academic importance, and they're focused on the use of a lot of computation. They are the applications that need a lot of simulation. They're contrasted with the so-called national challenges, which also involve a lot of communication or web technology. Here we give a classification as given in the 96 Blue Book of 9 areas in which they put the grand challenges, somewhat arbitrarily in some cases. Fundamental computational sciences are particularly interesting. They're near the end. Those are the NSF grand challenges, largely the academics areas. There are a total, depending on exactly how you define them, some 50 grand challenges in a variety of, in essentially all agencies. And this also should be said, this program is somewhat on the decline. NSF will not renew their program, although there's so many people would like them to do it. It is viewed as a success, but we should move on to something different. Each of them is structured as a collaboration between computer science, a center such as an NSF center, and largely the application people in the particular field. And it would obviously involve developing new algorithms to solve larger problems. One of the challenges in using actually very large MPPs is that to take a given application and use a factor of 10 or 100 more computing requires different approaches and a lot of study. It's not a question of just running the same program.